We're back here on the main Kilmacrenan Road, just outside Letterkenny. Kenny, as we wait the cars to come off special stage 13, which will be the second run around Carn Hall. The sun continues to shine and it's been a glorious day, apart from about 10 minutes of rain earlier in the afternoon. It's been glorious weather for rally and it's brought the spectators out in their thousands in Carn Hall and indeed in the Garton stage as well. But as we wait the leaders to come off this one, we'll just give you a brief rundown on how things are sitting as we see it unofficially after 12 stages with two stages on day two left to go. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy and their Subaru WRC, they continue to have a firm grip of the lead of this rally. Unofficially, they're leading by 53.4 seconds from the Fiesta of Declan and Brian Boyd. The experience of Jennings winning here a number of years ago, along with, of course, Rory Kennedy, who won on numerous occasions with Bertie Fisher, proving to be fruitful as they continue to control, have a controlled pace in this at the front of the race. Outside of the top two, well, Donna Kelly and Kevin Flanagan had their problems today. They did, of course, have a puncture which dropped them a minute on one of the earlier stages in Gary Gart. They currently sit 34.4 behind Boyd, but I suppose Donna getting a bit of a boost in that last stage. They did, of course, set the fastest time over Gart. And Derek McGarty continues to hold fourth. He's over a minute down on Kelly. Darrell Reardon is hot on McGarty's heels, 16.6 seconds down in fifth position. And Seamus Leonard, along with John McCafferty, well, they've had some good runs in Donegal. They're continuing to hold the top six place at the moment, but they're some 20 seconds down on a Reardon, and they've done the entire Garton stage without an intercom, while Stephen Wright wraps up the top seven in the international. It's a fascinating battle in the national rally. Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett continuing to go well and leading the rally by 23.6 seconds from Brian Brogan and Damien McGinnigan. Both crews, of course, involved in their home stage in there in Garton. Manus did experience some vibrations with the car, but he's looking to get that sorted in service. While Brian Brogan, despite reporting a misfire today and a problem with the fuel, he blitzed everybody and had the fastest time in there in Garton. But there's 23.6 seconds, the difference between the top two. Outside of that, Adrian Hetherington, in the green Escort, continues to go very well. He couldn't stick the pace to the two home drivers on Garton. He lost a wee bit of time. He's now 11 seconds down on Brogan in third position. Paul Reid and Carl Reid, well, they're getting better as the day goes on. Their times are improving. They're up now into fourth. They were second fastest in Garton, and they're just over 54 seconds behind in a fourth place, but a good run there by the Reids in the Escort. Then we have number five, Frank Kelly, the Strabane man, 6.6 seconds down on Reid. It'll be interesting to see the battle between these two as the next two stages progress. David Bogie's moving up as well, sixth overall in the National, 12.9 down on Kelly, and Damien Gallagher is going steady as well, just 4.6 seconds off the pace of the Scot in seventh position in the National Rally. In Group N, by the way, an update after stage 12, Claudie man Aidan Ray continues to impress in the Mitsubishi. He's a 43-second advantage over Dara Leonard, and Martin Doherty is third in that category, 39.4 down. Unfortunately for Pat Kirk, his rally ended today. A similar situation to last year. He was absolutely brilliant on the Friday stages where he led Group N, but Saturday was his downfall once again, and it proved to be that again. But Pat Kirk not involved in the top standings in Group N. We've also lost PJ McDermott, who returned to rallying as well this year in 2015. He had to stop in the Carn Hill stage, so unfortunately PJ McDermott's rally in the Subaru coming to an end. And before we finish up, we have to put a very special birthday request out to a man who has been coming here to Donegal for a very, very long time. He's been here since the rally's inception. And that, of course, is Brian Patterson from Rallying News. You see the Rallying News leaf that's been handed out at the end of stages and in service. A long time ago, of course, he had the Ballyrain Bugle, but he continues to support Donegal. It's a fantastic service that they always provide here. That's Brian Patterson of rallynews.net. Brian, from the team of Highland, we're wishing you a very happy birthday and hope you're enjoying your stay in Donegal once again. So, just to briefly recap, the situation at the top of the International, Gary Jennings leads comfortably with two stages to go by 53 seconds from Declan Boyd. Donna Kelly remains in third, while in the national battle, it's Manus Kelly by 23 seconds from Brian Brogan in second, and Adrian Hetherington continues to hold third overall. Kenny, we'll hopefully have some times for you before 6 from the end of this Cairn Hill stage. If not, we will be coming back into Ivan's programme after 6 o'clock. Two more stages to go. There is a bit of a hold-up here. I think that's due to the volume of people who are out on the stages, and make sure that they're all in a safe place before the stages get underway. The first of the cars was due here at 17:34, but it looks as if it could be near 6 o'clock before that happens. But we will, of course, keep you posted through Ivan's show through the rest of the evening on day two of the Jewel Donegal International Rally. Back to you, Kenny.
Thanks very much, Oisin. Well, I think we're going to get another further update, maybe to see what the situation, if the cars are all gone from Milford, from the service area. We'll just hand you and over to Chris Ashmore, who'll bring us up to date.
Yes, thanks, Carus. Still coming into a service here at Milford, and just beside me now, Alistair Glenn and Gavin Doherty in their Peugeot 206. Alistair, this afternoon, your co-driver, Gavin, first time out, and a great experience.
First time for Gavin, then. We're just going off home and get there, and the car's going pretty well now again. We had a problem all weekend, Eric, but we've got it fixed there now. You gearbox sort of out there, so we're back to normal again. Hopefully, we can keep her on the road now to the Marina.
And really enjoying the whole experience.
Well, the weekend, but well organised and well run rally. And the car, you know, the cars, everybody's out there enjoying, the spectators are enjoying it, so it's good to see everybody out there.
And, you know, a great example of what it's all about. I mean, Gavin here. What are you, Gavin?
22,
first rally out, and first of many.
Yeah, first of many, hopefully.
If this doesn't hook him, nothing will.
No, it'll hook him now, so hopefully he sorts himself out now and keeps him on.
Okay, enjoy the rest of the rally.
Thanks.
Good luck. Alistair Glenn there in the Peugeot 206, heading into service, and there'll be a few more coming in. But Kenny, I'm sure you've further updates in all sorts of sports, and Ashina, I know we'll be back on again soon. I'll hand you back from service here in Milford.